Yes, I'll start the call and I'll do a quick roll call. Welcome everyone on today's IP RALO Beijing event organizing committee call on Wednesday the 12th of December at 0500 UTC. On today's call we have Maureen Hilliard, Pavan Budrani, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Holly Raich, Jack Q. We have apologies from Hong Sui, Renalia Abdul Rahim, YJ Park and Edmund Chung. From staff today we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanko and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could also just remind everyone to please state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Holly.
Thank you, Gisela. Now that we've got the roll call, the first item on the agenda, and I'm going to extend it a little bit, is to clarify who's chair of what and who's on the subcommittee. And before I do that, I'm going to take as kind of an executive decision. We have four co-chairs, and I think that's a little too many co-chairs. So I'm going to say I would like to be chair and have only one chair, and then say each committee also has chairs. And can we clarify who's on all of those? Because we've got, I think, probably two or three variants of who is on what committee. And if we can just nominate what the committees are and clarify, I will be going from what is on the working space that we've got. And I think we'll make an executive decision that what we decide at this meeting is it. And then we can go from there and probably talk a little bit about the content that has already been provided and then what has to be done and set the meeting date for the next meeting. There are seven working groups. For sponsorship and promotion, I have Cheryl, Edmund, and Jack. For the showcase and reception, which we are combining, I have Edmund, Pavan, you're there, and Maureen. And Maureen's already started to put stuff on the workspace. That's terrific about this. Capacity building, we've got Maureen. I'm not sure about, Sala's not on the committee, but she's done some work on capacity building, and it is her field. So, somebody wanted to speak? No, okay.
Cheryl.
I'm not hearing anything.
I have my hand up, Holly, but finish what you're saying first.
Well, I don't see a hand up, that's all right. I'll finish the General Assembly, myself and YJ. For the local outreach, Jack, Hong and Edmund. For the multi-stakeholder event, it's Renalia, myself and Jack. And then for the youth forum, it's Jack, Hong and Edmund. Those are the committees that we've got, and those are the, as far as I'm concerned, that's the membership. So can we just, unless people are, I'm going to give people three days to say yay or nay, but that has to be it, because I don't want to change committee membership from there. I want everybody to be very clear about what they're doing in what space. So that's what I have for the list of committees. Now, Cheryl has, I don't see your hand up. You say your hand is up, and Maureen is hands up is after that. So Cheryl, and then Maureen.
Thank you, Holly. A couple of things. I have no problem with your listing of membership and the listing of the subcommittees and their activities. I think that's fine. I think if they settle, we can always co-opt if we need any particular talent brought in, pardon me, at any particular time. And I note that at least two of those subcommittees are really the same group doing two things, so I don't think they need to be terribly segregated. I have a huge problem with the concept of, the assumption, first of all, that there are four co-chairs. to my count, there should be two or perhaps three, and that was yourself and YJ Park. I don't know where the others have come from. I've seen Jack's name put in 2 minutes, and I spoke specifically against him at the last meeting, who was given a position of co-chair. I think he certainly should be involved locally and involved with the various subcommittees that interest him. But we don't know him. Holm knows him. I am not happy to put the trust of something as important as our Beijing planning into even a local who is basically, to me at least, unknown. So I want that on the record. So I don't think you have four. I think you probably have two. You may perhaps have three. If you want to have a different model, I would suggest, Holly, that with the lack of people in this meeting today, you probably shouldn't suggest that whatever your proposal is either agreed with, disagreed with, or accepted, but I think you should probably take it to the list. But I certainly want it on the record that I don't think you have four co-chairs. If you are moving away from a co-chair model, then you probably should take it to your list. and I certainly want it reminding everybody that I specifically spoke against the newbie. Sorry, Jack, I'm sure you're wonderful and I look forward to working with you, but don't know you, and you are an unknown entity, being given any particular elevated position. We do, however, Holly, need a senior executive in this organising committee who is going to be in a position to be in Beijing or visit Beijing regularly, which is one of the advantages I would suggest of having some form of co, if not vice chairing, slightly closer, unless you're planning on hopping to Beijing at regular intervals. Thank you.
I don't think I'll be hopping up that way soon. All right, I will take it to the list. Maureen, you have your hand up. And Maureen, you did suggest that you might have two people attending with you. Has that occurred?
It's Maureen speaking. No, I noticed that they haven't arrived. Imani is from Niue. He represents the alias in Niue. And Anul did have another engagement, and he was going to desperately try to get here to this meeting, and I just wanted him to actually attend so he could actually find out what was involved. But I just wanted to clarify. First of all, I agree that there should be a chair for this committee. And I also think that, one or two co-chairs to make up an executive that can actually make some decisions. I think what we've got is a bit of overkill at the moment, and also the fact that we haven't actually had much input from the other co-chairs. I have to agree with Cheryl about Jack. We just need to have a little bit more input from Jack. We don't know him well enough to actually give him a decision-making role. There's a lot of work to be involved, and I thought that's what Hong was hoping that he would be able to contribute to this committee. And the other thing that I wanted to raise was just the capacity building committee. I think I might have put my hand up for that one, but either way, I'm quite happy to be a part of it. It's just that I haven't been able to touch base with Sala about her role, except that she did have a conversation with Kuad about the capacity building issue at Beijing on our list on the ICANN list. So, so that's just my bit at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you. And I have a question perhaps to Heidi. In terms of capacity building, now, having looked at what Neuralo did in Toronto, what they had was really, on the same day as MENT, there was a day set aside for Neuralo to do a number of things, including the General Assembly, including some capacity building, and I'm wondering if that's the way that it will be structured so that in the normal course of events, in the normal course of ICANN scheduling meetings, Heidi, is that would the sort of Nirala schedule from Toronto similar to what we're doing in Beijing?
This is Heidi. Just a couple of points on that. You can schedule anything that you like. You can schedule as many meetings as you would like. Now, again, the Nirala capacity building sessions, even though they called them that, they really did not have anything to do with capacity building. It was more of a communication strategy, outreach issues, who to reach out to, which areas they wanted to reach out to, et cetera. So they did decide, similar to what you did or what you are deciding, and that is to join the fellows. So they did that every morning for 1 hour. And they also, I believe, they also went to some of the newcomer track or suggested the newcomer track meetings.
In that case, Maureen, I'm just wondering, have you read what Nirala did? Because that was my recollection, what Heidi's just outlined, which is we didn't really do a lot of capacity building in Toronto. It fit into, I think, an outreach, which was teaching the, you know, the newcomers about ICANN.
Hello?
Yep. Jack?
Jack? Yeah, I have something to say. And
I'm
sure an individual subcommittee for local engagement is very necessary because of the different culture, different backgrounds. So some communication, cooperation is very important. And in fact, I think an individual web page to submit some materials in Chinese is necessary. So a subcommittee for local engagement is important, I'm sure. And about the capacity building, I think for this local community part, we will invite some experts to give us some training and lecture about this in local community in China. And also, I think the capacity building part can be connected with the youth forum. I think some young people in ICP in China will also be involved in this part. And showcase, about the showcase, showcase part, I think some Chinese materials and Chinese blackboard is important and necessary in this part, in showcase and reception part. And about the details of youth forum, I think we will keep talk with ICANN now, and something details has to be decided later. If something can be done about the youth forum, the details will be provided in next time. Okay, thank you.
Jack, those, I think they're very good ideas. I think I can speak for the ICANN staff. Material would be available in Chinese. I think there are probably, given that we're starting the plan, what would be really useful for you to do would be to think about what material you would want translated, because that takes time. So that if we're going to have materials translated into Chinese, then you would need to let ICANN know very quickly. Also, if you're talking about another room, if what you can do is, what days would you want that? Have you seen the ICANN schedule for Toronto? It would be on their website, on ICANN's website.
I will check that later. So something wrong with my internet, so I can't use it now.
Good. If you will look at the ICANN schedule for Toronto and see where the North Atlantic RALO met and see what events you would like to plan in terms of capacity building and youth, and start to suggest where that fits in, then the ICANN staff can start to book and translators. So what we need from you for both the youth forum and the capacity building are, what are your needs for translation and for a room and translators? So if you can start to think, that if you can use the workspace that we have for this committee and start to fill in you want and by what time you need things, that will be very useful. And I think we can send you a separate email saying these are the things that need to happen so that ICANN staff can start to get material translated. Heidi, do you know how long it will take to have some material translated into Chinese? Number one, what we have in Chinese, but number two, what we, you know, how long it would take new material?
This is Heidi, and again, it all depends on the length of the document you would like translated. What I would suggest, and I think Cheryl might be supportive of that, is that we request a translation into Chinese of the beginner's guide. So again, we have a beginner's guide to ICANN that discusses in brief some of the advisory committees and supporting organizations that might be of interest. We have a beginner's guide to at large that talks about the ALAC and the working groups, et cetera, the RALOs. And we're also now going to be developing for Beijing an at large guide to at large policies. So I think perhaps we could get all of those, or at least some, and I can ask Tina, our language services manager, how long that would take to do that.
That would be great. Heidi, one more question. Remember we had the brochures about the RALOs, AP RALO. Do we still, are they in Chinese?
This is Heidi.
Yes,
we have them in Chinese. What we do need to do is take a look at the translation quality. I know there were some questions about that. We do have an older version, and we'll be looking into a newer version that it has its correct simplified Chinese before Beijing.
Could I suggest you work with Hong and Jack just to have a look at that brochure and see if the translation is good, because that would be very useful. It's work that's already done. Maybe we can also look at that first and see if it needs updating. Is that something we can do in the next week or so?
Yes, Sylvia will be able to work with you on that. She was working with Edmund and I think Charles and Hong. She was working on that some time ago, and we just need to follow up on that. That we can make that an action item. And also an action item if you're okay with me looking into the translation of those various beginner's guides.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Now, Maureen, I gather that you haven't got your two people with you, but do you have any timelines for the showcase and reception? I know that you've talked to Edmund where you're thinking of going, and your timelines on that.
Right. Yes. Well, we've had a lot of discussion about what we'd like to do, but we're a little bit constrained by feedback from Edmund, and of course, as Pavan sort of says, we're still waiting to get back some feedback from him. And once we've had a discussion on that, then we can actually select forward some of the things that we're actually considering. But I just wanted to mention that from the discussions that we have had about the initial event, the showcase and the opening, is that it is it does involve the whole of the region, and that you know, like we do want it's such a large and diverse region that it's going to be quite, you know, like, I mean, it's going to be difficult to actually portray something as broad as it is. And that I can see that Jack has focus on the Chinese content, and naturally it will be an important part. But I think we do have to recognise that the AP Ralo region is broader than China. But also the ALAC capacity building working group. I guess the fact that I haven't been able to touch base with Sala means that I'm not quite sure what has already been and what is already in train. But just hearing from about the Naralo capacity building was those sorts of the sorts of things that they actually did are very much for example, I'm just looking at our own ALSs. And the sorts of things that they covered would be very much tops for what we could do. And there are a lot. Again, it's getting together with a group of people who can probably help us, work out an appropriate program. Did I answer your question?
Thank you. It did. Only for the transcript records. I've got to keep saying this, even though I think my voice is
gone. Sorry, did I say that?
May I suggest, given that I think Jack has a very important point, and that is if you have capacity building that involves some of the local community, that probably there's going to be involving some youth in that, some youth who are less familiar with ICANN and AP Ralo. And maybe can you work with Jack on that? Because it sounds like they're two completely different sorts of work being done.
Yes, I think that there is going to be. I can really appreciate what he's trying to, what he's saying, and what he needs, because there are going to be people who are completely new to the whole concept that we're actually probably trying to put across. But we're going to need to talk to Jack and find some way of sorting it out. But then Savan and Edmund are actually still have work to do to get submissions from the on the ground committee about what their expectations or submissions are.
Okay, could I suggest an action item for the next meeting, which will combine what Jack was talking about and how that fits in with the capacity building that Naralo did, even though, I think Heidi is right. If you look at what Naralo called capacity building, it was much more of a kind of, and this is what ICANN is and does, and it was perhaps not capacity building in the sense that it has been used in other circumstances. So if you and Jack and maybe Edmund can get together and see what you mean about capacity building in this context, because it may actually look a little bit different, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so can you come up
with... Pavan here.
Yeah.
Some of the ALSs, when I reached out to them to confirm their participation and to recommend someone, Nirmal mentioned that he would like to do a presentation, a small presentation. So I think that works well for capacity building. Like if they're volunteering to come out and speak for 2, 3, or even 5 minutes, I think that would be a really good thing.
Thank you, Pava. But first of all, one thing I've left off the agenda. Can we just confirm that the letters have been sent? All of the letters have been sent?
Yes, all the letters have been sent. I have put it up in an Excel sheet and sent it over to Matt. And there are some which are still pending, which I'm following up with. But as I mentioned, around, I think 60% of them have confirmed.
Great. So if you just do a report back to the next meeting as to where we're up to with invitations in terms of what responses we have?
Sure, yeah. I think by next week we'll have a clearer picture.
Excellent. Okay. And if you can work with, say, Jack and Maureen on that kind of, I think it's, I'm hearing a different kind of capacity building, that'd be great. Have you all read what Renalia has done, which is to have a timeline as to what has to happen in the next several weeks leading up to April? I'm assuming you've all read that. Or not? Okay.
Ollie, this is Heidi. Just to point out, that was only for the multi-stakeholder panel. So the other subcommittees all now have blank slates. They have tables on their workspaces where they can set out their own timeline. And just to let you know, Holly, that Cheryl has her hand up.
Cheryl has her hand up, and so does Maureen. Okay. Cheryl, and funny, on my screen, Cheryl doesn't have her hand up.
She's on her app.
Okay. Cheryl, with your hand up.
Am I unmuted?
Yes.
Am I unmuted? Thank you very much. Okay, I was typing away at the same time. Look, I think that the timeline that Renali has put together, and yes, it is definitely for the multi-stakeholder work, is excellent and one that the rest of the work group should pick up on. But I think the other thing we need to do is ensure that the wikis are a repository for these sorts of things, not only because it will keep all of our different work groups or subcommittees on track, but it will also allow us to be aware of the style and the planning and, of course, any particular conflicts that may come up in planning from the other component parts. So if I can just encourage us all to use the wikis, and I haven't checked the multi-stakeholder project's wiki space to see if Renalia's words of wisdom have been somehow transported onto there, but it would be very useful if it could be. Thank you.
It has been. Okay.
Good.
And Maureen, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Maureen, for the transcript record, I just wanted to say that. Just wanted to mention that Imani from Niue has joined the meeting. I'm not quite sure whether he can actually connect up his microphone, but... Imani is actually one of my, is on the board of PIKAIFOC as well as having his own ALS on Niue. And he's been, I think he'll be a valuable help for us in the Pacific. So just introducing Imani anyway.
Welcome, Imani. Can he hear us? I hope so.
Can you, okay. Imani? Yeah, I'll email them.
Okay. Where we're up to on the agenda, I think we've clarified the committee, the committee membership. I think we've probably indicated that Jack is going to be. That we're going to combine capacity building with a youth forum. So that's going to involve probably Jack, Hong, Edmund, and maybe Maureen in a slightly different structure to the way that Nirala worked. What I would like for the next meeting is for people to start looking at the blank, and it is so far blank mainly, except for the multi-stakeholder. Look at the fill-in-the-blank timelines as to what has to be done between now and Beijing. And in capacity building, I think, Jack, there are probably some things that you've indicated, things like reviewing existing literature, seeing what literature has to be translated into Chinese. I think we also probably need to look at you'd need to look at timelines for involvement of local committees, Chinese committees. Maureen, I think also in your timelines with perhaps Edmund, I'd like to see what tasks you think have to be undertaken so that we can actually tick off where people are up to in the tasks to achieve the outcome. Now, I've started work on the General Assembly, just the sort of topics that should be covered in the General Assembly. It's very similar to the General Assembly that was held in Toronto, and I suspect that's the standard procedure. It's more like a general, almost like an annual general meeting. I think the different one is going to be the multi-stakeholder topic, which Renalia has started to work on. So if we can start to fill in blank spaces, I would be very tickled. So, Jack, can you start to work with Hong and possibly Maureen on what you will need to do in terms of your outreach to the community, what sort of room you will need, whether you will need translators, I suspect you will, and start to fill in the timeline. Maureen, can you start to do that as well? When you're looking at...
Yeah, I think later we will discuss about this and with Hong and our committee.
Okay. And... Jack, you're also on the sponsorship and promotion. Now, the Toronto meeting did have sponsorship, which meant that there was money available to do things like have, you know, stuff to hand out, maybe little hats or T-shirts or whatever. And if there are things you think that you need to raise money for, I think we need to start thinking about, do we need sponsorship, and if so, for what, and where you, and I think Cheryl also will have ideas as to where to go to look for sponsorship. I know that there would be a couple of sources within Australia who would be interested. I imagine there would be lots of other places that sponsorship is possible, but I think for the next meeting we'd like to understand what we might need money for and where we could get it on the sponsorship. Cheryl, if that's okay, and Jack, in terms of what you think would be and what you and Hong think are the things that we need to raise money for, that would be great.
The Toronto experience is very important. We'll discuss it.
Yep.
I will see it clearly.
Well, have a look at what Naralo did, because indeed have a look at Naralo, but also go back and look at perhaps the last couple of meetings, just at the schedule and see what did. And I can email to everybody what I think I already have, what Garth, who is Bruin, who's now the head of, is now chair of Naralo, what he did. He's happy to share his material with us, and he shared his material with me. So, Jack, if you'd like that, I'm happy to send that email to you so you can have a little look at what they did, and that will help guide you on what Garth did to reach out to the local Toronto community to involve them in the meeting. So would you like me to send you that link? Happy to. Okay. I will anyway. Okay, the final item on our agenda for today, really it's twofold. One is regional inreach. Now, one subcomponent clearly is capacity building, and we're looking at that. I think the other has to be, Maureen, do you want to talk at the next AP Rollo meeting about what you need. You need to hear from all of the AP Rallos on their ideas of outreach.
Yeah, I might have to do that. I'll prepare something. I'll prepare something and send it out.
Okay.
Before the next AP Rallo meeting.
Okay. Yeah, no, because I think at the next AP Rallo we have to say, well, we need to hear from everyone in terms of what they want. Now, Cheryl's got her hand up. Cheryl?
Yes.
Am I unmuted?
Yes.
Thank you. I've actually typed in the point I wanted to make in terms of the outreach opportunity for, of course, the youth forum, and remind you all yet again that will be more of an ICANN-wide activity, but one that we can focus on, particularly with local youth community, but also in the sub-regional youth community, because we have the benefit of what Yanis and the Net Mission Kids and others like that who've been involved in the very successful youth IGS in the AP regional meetings for Internet Governance Forum have done in the last couple of years. So I'm sure Jack will be well supported in making those sorts of things happen. I'm a little concerned, Holly, that we might be starting to micromanage our subcommittees. I think all of the subcommittees need to get onto the wiki and start getting the stuff that you're requesting and shared amongst themselves and on the wiki. But in terms of sponsorship, what I would be suggesting, rather than misleading Jack into thinking that he and Hong have some form of carte blanche to make up a wish list and the rest of us will go and find funding for it, which I can tell you will be doomed to fail, we should be getting them and indeed everyone else, including our at-large structures, to perhaps put a wish list together and we will see what in fact does, if anything, need to be specifically sponsored. We did agree with Edmund on the call last time that we would be looking at targeted sponsorship so that, for example, someone may wish to sponsor a morning tea or a particular activity or the reception, obviously, which is something Edmund's already working on. So I just think we need to be really careful that no one in any of these subcommittees thinks that they somehow are able to put a plan together and then the magic will happen. We all have to agree what needs to be done, what can get done, what might be done and what we might wish to get done. And then probably in the January meeting we would be expecting each of the subcommittees to have more particular feedback on these things. With the funding and sponsorship story, however, we should look to the fact that very little, if we work intelligently, and I would prefer us to work smarter, not harder, should need much in the way of external funding. There may be opportunity, for example, for some of our materials. We might have some sort of, you know, giveaways and things like that that we might want to do that can be particularly brand sponsored, and that would be very useful. But if we are going to work within a slightly wider ICANN and specifically at large supported youth forum and along with the newcomers session and the fellowship programs, you know, the money and planning is already spent there, the rooms are already paid for and we should really only be looking to fund icing on the cake. Thank you.
Cheryl, yeah, that is picking up a point we also made last time. There is funding in terms of accommodation and transport. Also, the cost of the rooms, the translators and so forth is something that ICANN will pick up. So if we cannot, well, if we have any other, because then it's something that we need to think about. And at the end of the day, say, do we want to raise sponsorship? Well, can we raise sponsorship or not? Now, I know Jack's disconnected. He may rejoin. At this stage, I'm just thinking perhaps it's best to set the next meeting date, and at that stage, I would expect that everybody will have reported back. They will fill in the timelines and have plans of action that we can all start to look at. The thing I would ask is people on the list, if people on the list will think about what we need to say at the next AP RALO meeting. I mean, I've already got a couple of notes here, things like what outreach, Maureen's follow-up on Maureen's outreach thing. I think we need to think about what we need to be asking of all of our organizations at this stage, if that's okay. Now,
Holly, can I just add one thing?
Of course.
Maureen speaking. For the transcript. just to sort of like also remind everybody that the communication sort of like has been a little bit disjointed. We're not probably communicating with each other as much as we could. But if we could all be reminded to actually sort of like add comments and things to the individual wikis too, so that we get an idea of how everybody's thinking and where everybody's at with each other, so that we can actually create some timelines, find out exactly what is actually happening, and I'd really like to get some feedback from other people as well in my team.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I will be doing this evening is just sending out a reminder, could everybody please, to everybody on the committee, but then the larger AP RALO, to say that, in fact, we need to start to think about feedback as to what people are going to do for the showcase event, what they're planning, and have that larger picture as well. Which is what you would like, isn't it, Maureen?
Right.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Heidi is suggesting that the next AP RALO call is Wednesday, December 19, and that will go out shortly. That means at that stage, probably that will be the first occasion, Maureen, when you can say, I want to hear from everybody at the showcase. So it will be an opportunity. In fact, the main item in the agenda for the AP RALO meeting will be about Beijing and where we've got to. For the next meeting of this group, what is suggested is the second week in January. Are people okay with that? Should we set the meeting or at least get an idea so we can send out, we can have Gisela send out a doodle? Are people comfortable with the second week in January for the next meeting? I'm not hearing anybody. Does that work for you, Maureen? Jack, everybody? I'm not hearing anything. Gisela, I think that's what we do.
Yes, it's fine with me.
Okay. Okay. Actually, she's got week of the 7th, Heidi. Now, Gisela, week of the 7th is what we're talking about?
Yes. Holly, Gisela here. Yes, the week of the 7th of January. I'll send out a doodle for that week.
Excellent. Okay. Now, I think we can't go much further in this call, but Maureen, if you could actually get together some thoughts for the AP RALO meeting, and I'll get some notes together too, then we can progress some of those issues at the AP RALO meeting on the 19th, if that's okay. And if anybody if anybody else has any thoughts,
Heidi.
Yeah?
Yeah, just a couple of points that I put into the chat. I just wanted your thoughts on those. The first one being whether the showcase / reception could be Monday evening. And that is to primarily avoid the reception, any conflict with the fellows' reception on Sunday evening.
Yep. Yep.
So would you be okay with that? Or Pavan, I'm not sure when, would that date work?
Well, the showcase, Pavan and Marina, are you happy with the Monday? If you're looking at the
I think that we, as Pavan says, we're actually waiting on getting some feedback from Edmund. I think Edmund sort of is the man on the ground for us, and I would need to wait until he gets back to us about sort of like what confirmations he's been able to have. But Monday sounds okay with me.
I think Monday, because in terms of the sort of normal course of events, Tuesday is usually, the other evenings are most often taken up. Could you, for the AP Rollo meeting, confirm whether it'll be Monday? Just get on to Edmund and say, this is what we're planning.
Okay.
So we can confirm that.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, and Heidi, was there another?
Yeah, another issue. Again, just Pavan, the deadline that we've given all the ALS reps is this upcoming Friday the 14th. So perhaps if you could just send those ALSs that have not yet responded a reminder, because
yep,
we really do need to have
that.
Thank you very much. And then just whether the group would like to have a mailing list started for those reps. I know we've had that before. We've had that for the AFRALO. We've had that for the Toronto and Neuralo events. So it would be a special mailing list just for those people, those representatives going to these to the Beijing meeting.
I think
so.
At this stage, we wouldn't have much to say, but once we start to finalize agenda items, I think it would make... And in fact, if we're looking at showcase stuff, we're going to want ALSs to participate in some of those discussions, so that would be particularly useful for Pavan and Maureen. Is that right?
Yeah, this is Heidi again. Yeah, I was thinking that. Pavan, go ahead.
Sorry. No, I was just saying that when there's a mailing list with all the ALSs who are heading over there, and then if one ALS says that he's prepared a PowerPoint or he's prepared a small presentation, it would sort of give a nudge to the other ALSs indirectly to prepare something as well?
Yes. No,
so
that's
that could
exactly
be the
exactly.
benefit from having that kind of group as well.
Excellent. Okay, so
it's Maureen here. Some other things that people have actually sort of like recommended too is, there are displays and things like that too. We wanted some feedback about what the display hall was going to be like so that the various ALSs could set up something that, they could do presentations from within a booth or whatever.
Well, can that be something that you and maybe Edmund and Jack will have a look at so that you can say this is...
Definitely.
Once Pavan comes up with these are the people who are... these are the ALSs that are actually coming, then it will be, and I think Pavan's right, once you have a mailing list and people can actually see what people are doing, it will mean you can say this is the time slot, this is the room, and it will spur other people to go, well, we can do you one better, that kind of thing. But I think we need an initial understanding of who's coming, of possibly an idea of the room, and confirm the time, and for the meet, I think we've confirmed Monday. That will then give the impetus to the ALSs to start thinking what it is that they want to do. Heidi, do we have any idea? Can we go back in time to see what other showcases have done? I mean, we've got Toronto, but I'm just thinking that there have been different ways that the showcase has been used.
This is Heidi. Absolutely. On the at-large website, on the upper left, there are a little box that has all of the showcase web pages. So you can also see photos of the various showcases, et cetera, from there.
That
let me go ahead
great.
And put the link. Well, I'll put the link into the at-large website, just a second.
That would be terrific, because then it will give people ideas of what they can do. I think that would be terrific. Okay, well, we're going to have the week of the 7th. Gisela, if you can just circulate a doodle, that would be terrific. Is there anything else that we can do in this meeting, or do we just wait until the new year for the next meeting? Meanwhile, everybody, please have a look at the workspace and the links in it. Okay? Is there any other business people would like to raise, or do people want a 10-minute early mark? Okay? Well, then, I will say thank you, everybody, and I will be talking to you on the AP Rollo call very soon. And have a good weekend. Okay?
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks, Holly. Bye. Bye, Cheryl. Best wishes to your aunt.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Gisela.
Thanks, Maureen, and thanks for joining Imani. I hope you did get to hear us.
I'll catch him up with it.
And thank you. Let's call it has been adjourned. The audio will now be...